Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, all of Lum and Abner's efforts to get taken into Mr. Webster's health resort company as investors have failed. It is definitely beginning to look as though Mr. Webster and Grandpappy Spears intend to keep the company exclusively for themselves. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library discussing this matter.
Dog Islam, I can't think of no other way to get Mr. Webster to take our money.
Well, we got to study up something, though, Ed.
I know it,
just
I know.
Got to invest in that health resort.
Yeah, I'd love to.
It's a Pine Ridge project, and it ain't no more right that we get in on it.
Well, I know you're right, Lum, but it just looks to me like we've done tried everything we can think of. I know I've just sat here and wrecked my brain for 2 or 3 hours hand-running trying to think of something.
There must be some way to do it.
I tell you what, we might try going over to Mr. Webster's office and talking to him again if you want to.
No, I think we got to study up some new approach to the subject.
You know, maybe Mr. Webster just don't like us, Lum. Maybe he's got something against us.
No, oh, I don't believe that. More than likely, it's just
the matter of... Well, for the land's sake, look out there. Look at that Cedric rushing over here like a horse afar.
Oh, man, is he oughtn't to run like that in this hot weather.
He sure turned.
Get himself sunstroke.
Why, sure. Yeah, he ought to be careful. Especially with that little short summer haircut he's got. Top of his head there looks like a hayfield after mowing time.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, what are you in such a big hurry for, Sandy?
Well, I got to get right home, Mama said.
Well, what are you coming in here for?
Well, I just come in here to look in your looking glass for a minute.
Well, it's right over there next to the window. But with that haircut of yours, I'd think you'd want to stay just as far away from a looking glass as you could.
Well, I don't want to look at my haircut. I want to look at my beard.
Your beard?
Well, you ain't old enough to raise a beard yet, Cedric.
Why, of course not.
Well, I got one, though. Right here in this little package, right there.
In a package? That's a peculiar place to grow a beard.
Oh, well, I never growed this. Now, I sent for it. It just come in the mail today.
Well?
It didn't cost me nothing, either.
Well, that's good, Cedric. Well, what in the world do you want with a beard, though?
Well, it was about all I could do. It was either that or a pony.
Huh?
See, last winter I sold a whole lot of bottles of Bluen for this outfit, and they give me a choice of 2 prizes.
Hmm.
A genuine imitation Hollywood actor's beard or a Shetland pony.
And you took the beard?
Yes, Mom.
Well, me, that's pretty silly, Cedric.
Yeah, I believe you made a bad choice there.
Why, sure.
It was about all I could do, though. See, I measured myself, and I'm too tall for a pony, so I had to take the beard.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. You are a little big for a Shetland pony.
Besides, I'd had to pay a little extra postage on the pony.
Well, you have to pay the postage on something like that, huh?
Yes, Mom. 3 cents on the beard and $106 on the pony.
Oh, well, maybe you did make the right choice after all, Sadie. I reckon the pony would take a lot of stamps, all right.
Yes, Mom.
Well, let's see that fancy beard you got, Cedric. Let me take a look at it.
Wait till I get it unwrapped here.
Yeah, hurry up. I want to see that.
Well, where are you going to wear a beard anyway, Cedric?
Oh, my chin, I reckon. Sort of hooks over my ears, I think. That's the way it looked in the picture.
Yeah, see that. My doggies, that's a nice looking one. Now, try it on, Cedric.
Yes, well, sure is pretty. I bound your mama will be glad now I made her buy all that blue one.
My doggies, look, Lum. Look at Cedric here. He looks like a fella in a moving picture. Now, look at yourself in the looking glass there, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I'm looking. Well, I look like a cow around, don't I?
Like a cow?
Yes, Mom.
By the land,
I'm eating grass. Look at me.
Cedric, you ain't looking in the mirror. You're looking right out the window. That's Mose Mooch's cow across the street there you're looking at.
Oh, I see. Well, this is the mirror. This is over here, ain't it?
Yeah, that's you. Look right in there now, Cedric.
Well, say one thing for me. I sure need a shave.
Well, no, Cedric, you're supposed to look that way when you got a beard on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Wish I could just stand here and look at myself all day long. But I promised Mama I'd get right on home.
Yeah, well, you better run along then, Cedric. You better take that beard off first, or we used to be going over there looking like that.
Yes, well, where's the package that come in?
Yeah, right there on the counter.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right. So long, Cedric.
So long.
Doggies. Wonder how many bottles of that blue you have to sell to get one of them.
I don't know, but we got bigger problems to figure out than how you can get yourself a free beard, don't
they? Yeah, but Lum, them is a genuine imitation Hollywood actor's beards.
I don't care what kind they are. We got to study up something.
Well, the land's sakes, looky there, Lum. Cedric forgot his beard. He picked up the package and left that beard laying right there. Hey, Cedric! Hey, Cedric!
He can't hear you, Abner. He's more than likely halfway home by now, the way he's taken out of here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we'll just keep it for him. Reckon how I'd look in one of them things.
Now, Abner, don't put that thing on. You done got a beard.
Well, not a nice, big, black, wavy one like this one, though. Hey, look at me here, though.
Granny, you do look comic.
Yeah, look at that.
Look like one of the seven dwarfs.
Yeah, would you know me with this on, Mom?
Man, you sure look different, I'll say that for you.
Well, good for me. Yes, sir, I wouldn't hardly know myself. Our dog is, wait a minute. I believe I'm getting a hidey here. Yes, sir, Lum, this will solve our problems.
Solve our problems?
Why, sure. You just give me that $700 and I'll go right over to Mr. Webster's office and invest it in the health resort right now.
Well, he done talked us out of that once, said we couldn't buy no interest in it.
Yeah, but don't you see, with this beard on, Lum, he'll think I'm somebody else.
Well, why would he take an invest from somebody else if he wouldn't take it from us?
Because, just like I said a while ago, Mr. Webster just don't like us for some reason. Don't want us in his company.
Well, I admit he acts like he don't want us in there, all
He's
right.
He's got something against us, Lum, sure the world. Don't trust us or something. You know, it might be because we went ahead and got that report on the Spang Water ourselves without him knowing anything about it.
Oh, he trusts us, all right.
Man, I don't know. Fact says, I think maybe he's even spying on us.
Spying on us?
Yes, sir. The other day, I seen that there chauffeur of his and just sort of sauntering backwards and forwards out there in front of the store, back and forwards.
Well, I don't think that means nothing.
Well, it's the same. I dog is, wait a minute, there comes Grandpappy Spears. Let's try this out on him, Mom.
Try what out on him?
The beard. You introduce me as Mr. Johnson or somebody, and I'll try to get Grandpap to take our money.
No, I don't think that'll work.
Well, Grandpap's president of the company. He ought to have some say-so about who invests in.
Yeah, but
it won't hurt to try, no. Now, go on. Introduce me to somebody else.
Well, we can try, I reckon, but I ain't got much hope.
Wait a minute. Here he comes. Don't let on, man. Don't let on.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen? How's every little thing?
Howdy, Grandpa. Wait a minute. I don't know nobody around here. I'm a stranger.
Hey, what's that, Abner?
Go ahead, Lum. Introduce me. Hurry up.
Well, ain't no use now. Did you hear what Grandpap said?
I don't care what he said. Introduce me like I told you.
Well, I ain't going to do it. That's all
silly. Right. I'll do it myself, then. Stubborn-headed. Well, how do you do, sir? I'm Mr. Johnson. Charlie Johnson from, I'm from Pocatello, Ohio.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I just got in on a mail hack. You fellas have got a pretty nice little town here.
Abner, you're wasting your time.
Yes, sir, this is quite a change for me, a little town like this. I'm a big city fella myself. Well, of course, I travel around some. I'm a churn salesman, that's what I am.
Churn salesman?
Yeah.
Oh,
been an uncommon good churn season, too, this year. Only trouble is I'm just making so much money I don't hardly know what to do with it. Pockets are just bulging out with this stuff.
Listen, Abner, Grandpap done knows.
Don't stop me, Mom. I'm doing good now. Say, I just happen to have $700 with me here. You don't know of a good place to invest it in, do you, mister? Like, say, old health resort or something like that.
For pity's sakes, Abner, would you stop that?
No, let him go on. That's pretty good. What are you doing, practicing on some play acting, Abner?
No, Abner, how did you know who I was?
Oh, I recognize that grocery apron there you're wearing.
Oh, my goodness alive. Why didn't I take that thing off?
Say, Lum, you still do notary Publix works, don't you?
Why, sure.
Dad blame this apron giving me away.
Abner, forget that. What'd you want a notary Publix for, Grandpa?
Had him.
Got some legal papers I wanted notarized.
Oh, well, I'll be proud to handle it for you. There might be some little thing you can do for us sometime.
Yeah, like letting us invest in that company.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to see Mr. Webster about that. Here's the papers, Lum.
This looks like a deed to your farm.
Yeah, see, I'm signing my property over to the company so as Mr. Webster can go ahead with developing the spring and all.
Well, what's he giving you for your farm, if that's a fair question?
You ought to get a right spot of money for it, Grandpap.
I'm getting a full half interest in the health resort after I deed my place over.
Oh.
Mr. Webster's got some rich friends in the East, and they're putting up all the money. And
that's why he don't want our invest, huh?
Yeah, and all I'm putting up's just my farm.
Well, Grandpap, I ain't putting my notary public seals on such a document as that, I'll tell you right now.
You ain't?
No, sir. Now, before you go giving your property away, you better see some of that money Mr. Webster's going to put up.
Now, don't tell me what to do, Lum Edwards. Just give me that deed. I'll get it notarized somewhere else. I'm over 21. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, for the sake. I wonder what in the world... Oh, my goodness. Long. I told you we was being spied on.
Huh?
I just seen a stranger peeking in the window. There he is again. Look at him, Mom. There he is.
Abner, for pity's sake, take off that beard and stop staring at yourself in the mirror.